I'm afraid that doesn't have the support of the majority coalition in the House. Now, if we want to deal with that now, or wait a couple days and get together, then I think we got that solved one way or the other. That's fine, whatever anyone wants to do.
Let me just ask a question, Mr. Chairman, if I may, and that is, there any particular part of the bill, or is it just the bill as a whole that's objection?
Well, I hope that we'd be able to come back to a zero fiscal note. I was concerned about creating a program without any cost for future costs.
Well, don't leave it up to the legislature, which is sitting at that time, to decide if they will or not fund it.
Want to respond to that, Terry?
Well, if you make an obligation for the agencies to take care of this particular problem, you got to fund it, or, you know, we've done that in the past, which I felt was kind of a chicken way to do things. You fund the organization to solve a certain, you don't fund, you authorize a certain organization to handle a certain problem, and then you don't fund them.
Yeah, but there was every session.
Yeah, sure.
And we have a lot of things that are good, and maybe not so good, and which is not must have.
Well, yeah, I see it. Of course, I won't be in next legislature. Circumstances to be voting on it, but the way I see it is, you know, each legislature has to look at what its possibilities are, and it has to set its priorities and say money goes here, 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 and here. But since it ain't enough, it don't go here, right? Or it reduces them. You know, each legislature has to make that decision, and I don't really know that. Nobody wants, I think, wants to attempt to put any pressure on the future legislature. We all realize that we can't predict what the future is going to hold, what the conditions will be for the next legislature or the one after that. But I don't really see that having the mechanism on the books, you know, creates any fiscal problems, because the legislature, whichever legislature it is, can decide, well, the money won't stretch it for this year. What do they want to say?
They've done that with Prospector's Loan Fund, Prospector's Bill for 15 years.
We've got one bill written. We've got some on the statutes that's been in the books for, what is it, 30 years or so. I saw an auditor's report the other day, and never had been funded, never had a nickel given to it. It was something like the Native Corporation Assistance Act or something. Mm-hmm. Put on way before the Lady Ling Thing, Land Claim Settlement Act, and never got a nickel given to it in all those years. Could have been used if the legislature decided to.
There's two or three bills on that this year, as well as a bill to rescind it. So, you know, the authorizing legislation really is just saying that that's a concern. And,
Tim, for me, one of the problems I have besides just the appropriation is that I feel, as this wire here shows, that there are other avenues now where I just place homemakers can go and are receiving just services. Like, I know that the group of at the university, ACC, is doing real good with displaced homemakers of all ages, especially in the education, and that we've been able to increase the student loans. A lot of them are taking funds directly, and we have special courses for women to get into the system and so on. At the same time, like the WIND program in 1980, when I found out that a tankers WIND program is mostly producing on paper and charging the state, and that was finally verified by the Department of Budget and all that, most of the funds are on paperwork, each month they compute it, and the department found out where we computed it list was that was inactive as could be. That's what helped you up in Fairbanks. They switched the monies from Anchorage office at a paper mill to the Fairbanks office. And that wire there came from a Fairbanks person just calling to us last week. So that WIND program is doing what it was intended to do. Is that Fairbanks or the Anchorage one? Mm-hmm. Anchorage? Was that Anchorage?
It was Anchorage.
Anchorage office, okay. But it does show that what it was intended to do for people on families with dependent children and so on. So if we should just pass the agency, pass the legislation authorizing it, then it depends on the advocacy of the very organization. And we know that the Women's Resource Center is a very strong vocal group. And from that point, women able to demand one way or the other to get involved with these services. At the same time, there might be conflicts of other agencies already serving these people and say, well, you know, now it's up to the contractors of this place, homemaker, to do it, and they may drop their responsibility, thinking that the other agency may do it with which does not have that contract. And I think we're going to cause more of a problem by not being straight with it.
I'm sure that's well and good for Anchorage where there is UAA, but you know, we have supposed to be serving on the Fairbanks where we have an input, but we're supposed to be serving statewide, equal opportunity at all. And we all know that we have areas that are going to have to have those problems in place. And I just, you see that one too. Where they have those, it's great.
Mr. Chairman, I have another point I think you made there too, and that is that I think Wynn and the displaced homemakers serve a somewhat different public. Wynn really is a program serving AFDC people. Mm-hmm. Now, displaced homemakers, the great bulk of them are not in AFDC bracket. They're usually older women who have passed that stage. Their kids are grown up and gone. So a lot of them are mid-30s and 40s. And so they are not even touched by AFDC at all. I think the saying is women places are outdated and needful. But it's just like women can't be active.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I apologize for being late, but can we take
about 5 minutes
and then come back and discuss this again?
Okay, I don't know if we can get a solution that quickly. I would just say that, you know, I don't necessarily have any problem with the displaced homemaker's provision. As long as it's got a durational requirement, I think as open as it is now, it's you know, subject to substantially more use than it would be if it had a 6 or 7 year. Not a sunset provision, but a provision required that to be a displaced homemaker, you had to have been dependent for a period of time. But I think it's probably worthwhile to either take a break or come back to it when we think we've got a solution to that part of the problem, because I think it's isolated to that. The domestic violence bill is pretty well complete.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make one comment before we break up. That's what we're going to do it, it's fine. As you know, displaced homemaker started fairly. Mm-hmm. When the people first talked to me about it, I frankly didn't know much about it. I can't know everything that's happened. And I did do some digging, and at least from what I can see, it's been a successful program. Now, I think all of you who serve me in the House will know, I don't like putting money into things that don't work. That's why I'm so concerned about those alcohol programs. We never had any proof that they were working. And at least this one, in the Fairbanks area, and I can't speak how it worked in other parts of the state, but in the Fairbanks area, it has been successful. And putting money into things that work makes sense. Now, you know, where we want to take the money and not put the money is where things don't work, where we're just pouring down a rat hole. You know, and now, so I can't guarantee that because it worked in Fairbanks, it's going to work somewhere else. But it has worked there and it has been successful. That's the information I have. And I think that's a point we thought about, that we would be putting money into something that works. Jacksonville military men, you attack on the right and the left is bogged down, you put all your forces into the right side, Mr. Jack, right. And keep going, right?
That's right.
You don't
bet on a dead horse.
But what you do, when it's working, then you exploit it. You keep it going, and you don't just try to push the one that's a failure. And it's the same principle. You know, if you want to, you know, save the money in some other place in order to pay for this or something in the future, and what I'll do is look at the things that aren't working and just drop the money. That's my last comment, Jim.
Before we break, I'd like to make a comment. I was one of those fortunate ones. I've been, you know, married for 23 years, but I worked all that time. But those people who are raising a family absolutely lose skills. If you've ever, any of you type, know if you don't use it, what happens? And within, our society is moving so fast, within 5 or 10 year period, The skills that you may have had 10 years ago may not be appropriate anymore. Now that's particularly true as we go into our computer age. And the monies that we can save from other programs by having people trained to work, stand on their own two feet. It's just, it pays for itself and more in the long run. Not only in personal pride, but the dollars that come from the state treasury.
Look at Massachusetts has done. Good example. What they've done in the field of taking and getting, you know, they've cut the hell out of their budgets and threw a lot of stuff out, but they got the free enterprise community to engage in the training of people, and they cut their budget all the hell and put people to work simply by this procedure, having people brought up to snuff and being available on the job market. It's a real history. Same thing pertains to the homemaker who's been out of it for 6 years. I mean, you've got all kinds of new machinery and everything, memory typewriters and computers and all this, and even office procedure is different in 6 years, you know.
Yeah, it's something along the state, you know, same general direction, the private industry council, but I haven't heard of it having any kind of success.
It's only because they haven't heard from these.
If I might add one more thing before we break. In my office in Fairbanks before I ran for office, I had a young lady who had a job and was working for us for another program for nominal fee. But because I had to quit, go back on welfare, because even though, you know, she had the skill potential, we didn't have the time to train to get her up to where she could work. We couldn't make enough monies without her mother to take care of the baby to get on the job market or to finish up the training we'd started, and she had great potential. So, and I know it's a small, minor thing, but yet in the long run, you take that one person and all the offices, all the places they could be working, you've got a large program that could be successful and save us a lot of money.
Well, on that point here, I think, see, what we have here is that this agency is basically going to be a referral agency as to what people can do and cannot do and what their rights are. It seems to me we already have a multitude of agencies now available to displace homemakers, number one, the Women's Resource Centers, the AWARE Centers, the WIN Program, Job Service Program, College Counseling Group, illegal service programs, your various business colleges and your student loan programs. There's all kinds of avenues now. Now, if we're willing to drop a lot of these programs that obviously, according to this group here, aren't working, and we're going to save a lot of money out of all those other things, then let's cut them off and channel to only one organization to displace homemakers.
It's not obvious that I said those programs weren't working.
Well, we're not moving anywhere. Let's try and plan on closing this bill out if we can the next time we get together. We'll make a decision one way or the other. I don't think we've got any drafting problems. The thing that I would want before I'd be interested in having this place homemaker bill go in is a year designation on the time that they were required to be together. I think that can be taken care of fairly easily. So we could get together when we have it all and adopt the bill and be gone.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn to a call of the chair.
Okay. Thank you.